With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, according to a recent study in the UK, over a million people have opted to turn vegan in the last year. And here in Ireland, the number of those choosing this type of diet has quadrupled in the last decade. For some, going vegan is a bit too restrictive. But what about a vegetarian diet? There's often a perception that it's a bit boring and bland. But to challenge this notion and give us some ideas on how to make food interesting for those who might be toying with the idea of going meat-free is celebrity chef and author, Chef Adrian. How are you?
How are you? Well,
first of all, massive congratulations. You're a dad.
Yeah.
Yes, you had a little baby boy, Kai.
Kai, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness. I just saw some of the pictures. He is edible. He's absolutely beautiful. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Aww. So he's a month old.
He's a month old. Yeah.
It was the 29th of June. I always say the exact time, but 22/22.
So. My daughter was the 28th of June.
28. No way.
That's so funny. This is funny because remember I ran into you at Taste of Dublin with your partner and you were kind of like ready to go pretty much.
We're basically, So Maria's doing well. So she's at home resting. And,
good.
He's brilliant.
It's the best. You're in your little newborn bubble. So thank you so much for coming in to talk to us all about this. All right. So let's get into it. So I know we're talking about vegetarian food today, but can you tell us what is the difference for those who don't know between vegan and vegetarian?
Yeah, I suppose that there is a couple of differences. So that you have kind of three categories, and I'll always name three. So you're vegan, vegetarian, and pescatarian.
Yes.
So then you have vegan is solely plant-based. So nothing from an animal at all. So that includes nothing from, like, for instance, dairy, cheeses, honey. You remove all of that completely.
Yeah.
And you're solely based off just what grows off the ground
and
what's naturally there. Vegetarian, depending on the individual, because a lot of time vegetarians can be very, very different. Maria is a vegetarian, actually, so she's a great example. So I cook for her all the time. So it's actually easy for me. So they don't eat meat or fish.
Okay. But they'll still have dairy and stuff.
Yeah, they'll still have dairy, still have eggs, still have cheese, still have milk.
Yeah.
Then pescatarian is a vegetarian but just eats fish and shellfish as well.
Perfect. So, okay, because it can be a little bit confusing, can't it?
Yeah.
So say, let's say we're vegetarian curious. So what do we need to be aware of nutritionally in terms of kind of replacing that protein that you'd get from meat?
Yeah, I think you do have to be wary of the vitamins that you are removing out of your diet.
So a lot of iron as well.
Yeah, iron would be kind of one. Iron gives you a lot of energy, but also vitamins and kind of nutrients. So what I would always say is that if you're looking at removing kind of meat from your diet, is to actually consult your GP.
Okay.
Is the first thing, or a nutritionist, and ask them what's their best advice and what's the best guidance to go. And also get your bloods done.
Yeah.
And I did this before because I actually, since meeting Maria a good few years ago, I've predominantly been eating vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because I'll be very honest with you, cooking two meals instead of one, it's like, what's the point?
Especially now you don't have any time at all with the other one around,
so I got my bloods done and I found out that actually I was missing that little bit of iron. So what happens is I just take a little bit of a supplement, and I think it helps massively when you take your supplement alongside also being able to introduce it with key kind of ingredients as well. So find out what ingredients replace iron.
Can you give us a few examples?
Yeah, so like lots of beans. Like we would eat a serious amount of beans in
and
our
you get
house,
a lot of iron from that. You get a lot of protein, right?
Yeah, a lot of protein from beans, iron. Like there's iron that naturally occurs in vegetables as well that we would be unaware of.
In spinach,
Yeah, in spinach, but also broccoli would be great. And any of the green vegetables would be really, really high in iron. We tend to kind of forget about it as well. One other key thing is if you're choosing a vegetarian or vegan diet is look at exactly what you're eating. So I would always say it doesn't matter what diet you choose or what kind of lifestyle you choose. If you eat processed food or eat food that's kind of convenience, it's not going to be the best choice for you. So it doesn't matter what category of food you go down, it's going to be unhealthy for you. The key combo for this, and I always say, is cook and everything in moderation.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the key for this.
I need to be better at cooking. I really, really do. So I'm hoping you're going to really inspire me today. Because we wouldn't buy a huge amount of meat. I do eat meat, but I wouldn't cook a lot of it, really. So now there's a lot of people who maintain that meat adds texture to a meal and it can't be replaced. So what would you say to that?
I think as long as you introduce like things like, I think mushrooms are like the closest thing. Not the mushrooms that you buy in like the regular shop, but if you go down the artisan route of mushrooms, like there's thousands of different types
those
of mushrooms.
Portobello mushrooms, those really
there's
big ones.
But I think like there's an oyster mushroom.
Ooh.
And I have a lovely recipe for oyster mushrooms where I deep fry them. So it's like done in a panko crumb. And then I use a bit of gochujang. Gochujang is like a Korean fermented bean paste, which is like a little bit spicy. And I genuinely think if you try pané oyster mushroom and into that sauce, you genuinely think you're eating chicken. No
really?
Joke. Yeah, honest to God. Then there is two other mushrooms which are textures of chicken. They're called hen of the woods and chicken of the woods.
No way.
Yeah, they're actual mushrooms. Have a Google. Yeah.
But is it hard to find them?
You can find them everywhere in Ireland once they're in season. So the season for them is August to October.
So you're not going to pick them like up in like your local grocery shop?
No. Well, there is great websites there that sell mushrooms, like wild mushrooms all year round.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of the fun, isn't it? Going around to your different vegetable shops and finding out what's in season. Because actually that's really healthy for you.
Foraging
as well.
Is great. Like foraging is so... Like it's a lot of fun.
It is, especially with kids as well. Yeah. So, so for those thinking about putting the meat aside for a little while, can you give us some simple meal ideas that would surprise us and prove that they don't need to be dull?
Okay, so I always go back to what I cook for Maria, and it's like tried and tested recipes that make sure that she's full and she's happy. And I always find we actually eat a lot more food than what we regularly would if we were eating meat. So your portion size would be a little larger for it as well. One of the recipes I do is a potato and water chestnut maximum curry.
Oh my goodness.
And I make papadoms with it. And then I have a sticky glutinous rice. So sticky glutinous rice, I pick it up in the Asian market.
Yeah.
This is, it's basically Thai rice. And when you cook it, it goes ridiculously gloopy and sticky. And I love it.
My stomach is rumbling.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the maximum curry, what I do is I make a paste. So just with a load of different spices and onion and garlic. Mm. And then what I do is I sweat that down, a bit of coconut milk. And then I get in some potatoes, just chop them into it. And then water chestnuts, like about 5 minutes close to the end of cooking.
Mm.
Add this lovely texture, which is like crispy.
Yeah.
Which I love, water chestnuts and curries. And then I serve that with mango chutney and papadums and rice. And you'd never notice you're missing meat in that dish at all. And then you can introduce veg if you want, but we tend to just have it with potato because it's loads of carbs
and
loads of energy.
Like, honestly, I've fallen back in love with potatoes again. They're so good. And there's so many different types of potatoes out there, and they're so good for you, though.
And there's millions of recipes.
Millions of recipes.
Yeah.
Also, something that we would use a lot in our house are chickpeas.
Chickpeas, yeah, we do tend to use a lot. Actually, it's funny. I actually started replacing chickpeas. I make a new hummus recipe now, which is with feta cheese. So what I do is I replace, and you should try this because genuinely it is delicious. So you replace the chickpeas in your hummus with feta.
Yeah.
And then what I do is I put in a jar of roasted red peppers, a little bit of tahini, lemon, and... That's what I have in there. Oh, a little bit of milk, which kind of blends it together. But genuinely, like if you're doing a cheese board or you're doing anything like that, feta hummus, have a little try.
Where are these recipes?
These are, you can find them on my Instagram.
Okay,
you can
Chef Adrian is on Instagram. Okay, so finally, what are the key ingredients that we should have stocked in the press? Because this is actually a problem that I often face. It's like, I don't want to have to go to the shop. What's in the press? What can we make with what's in there?
Yeah. I think...
stuff that we should have stocked.
Yeah, I think stocked-wise, like for us, like actually since we got home from hospital, online ordering and delivery has been the best thing that we've ever had. So like we just should get it from Super Value the whole time.
Yeah.
So what we do is we literally get... kind of key things would be stock up your larder. So rice, pastas. So we would go for tagliatelles, rigatonis. Things like that allow you to make kind of multiple dishes when you're a little bit hungry.
Yeah.
Stock up on pesto, like loads and loads of pesto.
Obsessed
red pesto.
Yeah,
if you can. Herbs. Mm. Herbs are great. If you have some, buy the little plant pots and stick them into some pots. Like we live in an apartment, so we stick them out into the balcony. It gives lovely flavor to food. Butter. Oh, so I have a list here. Mushrooms, butter, cream, milk, flour. Coconut milk. Oh, it's key.
Yes.
Loads of beans. So black beans. We love black beans in our house.
Kidney beans as well.
Yeah, kidney beans. But we make is refried beans in our house, and we serve them with tortillas.
I'd love to just come over to your house. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
We can never have enough avocados for Maria, because every morning Maria wants avocado and poached egg on toast. So that's
Maria's
her,
living a great life.
Yeah, that's her thing as well. I think, what else do I have? Oh, lemons. Because I make a dish, it's like a burnt butter lemon Alfredo pasta. So it's basically where you burn all your butter, you toss in through your tagliatelle pasta, some sprouting broccoli, and loads of grated Parmesan cheese on top of that. There's, with lemon, it's the most delicious thing. Burnt butter, if you try it, genuinely, it's called Burn Noisette. Have a little Google.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. It's really good.
I'm literally going to go straight to the grocery shop after this. Go onto your Instagram, have a look at all of your lovely recipes. I'm going to get myself sorted now for the week. You're so good.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
No worries.
Such a pleasure. And I know it's hard to get away when the baby is literally 1 month old. So we really appreciate you coming
That's great. Thank
Congratulations again to you, Maria, and baby Kai. He's absolutely beautiful. So enjoy the newborn bubble. And we can check out Chef Adrian on Instagram at Chef Adrian.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.